With a $1 billion hole in Maryland's state budget, Governor Martin O'Malley is considering his options, ranging from a 15-cent hike in the gas tax to a tripling of the flush tax. But during the broadcast of WEAA-FM's Mark Steiner show, the governor said he would prefer to go another route.
Frankly, if I had my druthers, I'd rather do the one penny on the sales tax. It gives us flexibility, have that address our operating needs, and then transition that into the sort of revenue stream that then allows us to do greater bonding capacity for the transportation. That's what I'd like to do.
But Senate President Mike Miller shot down the idea, calling it a non-starter. The tax proposals are expected to become the centerpiece of the legislative battle to stop the red ink, and the governor's been talking about ways to find money for transportation needs, sewer improvements, and to fight pollution. One source may be an expansion of gambling in the state. In recent weeks, one proposal has been to look toward table games as the competition picks up from other states. But the governor said he was not personally interested in it.
You know, our parents didn't build the Bay Bridge on the back of bingos or bake sales. And we haven't, you know, we didn't win the Second World War by blackjack.
There was one issue O'Malley, Miller, and the Speaker of the House of Delegates, Michael Bush, did agree on. And that was the need for counties to come up with their share of education money as the state pours millions into their schools. Speaker Bush took direct aim at Wicomico County, which has slashed its funding for public schools from over $50 million down to around $36 million since 2009.
What we found is counties, and I'll use, there was one on the Eastern Shore that has a revenue cap, and you're running the counties that have revenue caps. They've reduced their contribution to K through 12 education in Wicomico County by about 30%.
Right.
So, I mean, they're not meeting their maintenance effort, and unfortunately, school children on the Eastern Shore are going to be the ones that are going to have the issue. It might not be immediate, but it's going to come down the road.
Meanwhile, the governor expressed serious concerns about a lawsuit filed by the University of Maryland Law Clinic against the Hudson Farm on the Eastern Shore for allegedly allowing pollution runoff. Governor has written a letter calling the lawsuit an injustice.
To go after a farm family that has not the means to be able to defend themselves with the deep pockets that are provided by you and me as taxpayers of this law clinic that was set up to represent people that can't afford representation is, I believe, an injustice.
The governor has also drawn fire for his executive order called Plan Maryland to develop plans to control growth. Local government officials have decried the plan, with one calling it an attack on rural areas. O'Malley dismissed such charges, saying it would be a transparent process with input from local government. But the most contentious issue between the two top legislative leaders was over efforts to legalize same-sex marriage in the state of Maryland. Bush favors such legislation, calling it a civil rights issue. Miller disagreed. First Bush.
But I do think that it's a civil rights issue. I've been convinced that a civil rights issue. I mean, I came up in the 60s, went to college in Philadelphia when civil rights and equal rights were huge initiatives. And I see some of the same parallels that I saw in the 60s that I see in this issue.
I see it's attack on the families. I think it's attack on traditional families. And that's where I see it. And I think if it goes to referendum, which I'm certain it will if it passes, I think it's defeated.
This marks the beginning of the legislative session, which is expected to see some tough fights as the state struggles with financial and other issues this year. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.